He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm rum of reasons, the French wines and cheese, put his ambitions at bay. And summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. All of the answers and all of the questions he locked in his attic one day. But summers and winters scattered like splinters, 4 or 5 years slipped away. Took his lady and left him with only one. His body was back, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While tears were falling, he was gone. Answers he never found. Hopped on freight, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, fishes the pie, drinks that green label each day, writing his memoir, losing his hearing. But he don't care what most people say. Through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. Went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. We'll see you in Paris in 23.